So what religion are we?
What do we believe in? Well, do you have a gospel card in your hand? Do you read and test? Okay. So we believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came in the flesh and lived a perfect life. And I don't need your instruction.
I'm listening.
If you're with this place, you need instruction, young man. You're not. What are you doing here?
No.
You're with Global Revival? You need instruction. I know about them. Anyway, we'll have a testing up on Global Revival next. So, Jesus Christ, fully man, fully God, comes into the world, just preaches to this lady, lives the perfect life, shows us the way to the kingdom of God, lays down his life, sheds his blood, rises again to defeat death. And Jesus' first ministry words were, repent lest you perish. So by faith, you have to come with a knowledge and a faith to follow Jesus. The culture and American church systems are basically believing in Jesus. Very few are biblically following him. We'll get to that. So you must follow Jesus with a saving faith. He's the only way. Acts 4 says, no other name under heaven by which men can be saved. Jesus' first ministry words were, repent. Again, the American church systems don't know what repentance is. Repentance is changing your mind, metanoia, changing your ways. If I want to quit smoking, I change my mind. If I really am serious about it, the logical outcome is I stop smoking. If you truly have claimed to have repented to follow Jesus, you would come out of the world. Because Jesus said in John 17, my sheep are not of the world, yet this place puts on Super Bowl parties, which is a worldly, carnal, pagan offering that titillates your flesh and is not of God. By faith, by repentance, you must come out of the world. You must also come out of all the church systems. They're all false. Name one that's true. I'll tell you who started it and why they're false. When God sees a willing vessel, he will send the Holy Spirit. Acts 5 says he gives the Holy Spirit to anybody that believes, young brother. To those who obey him, he gives the Holy Spirit. Once again, we have obedience, not faith alone, grace alone. We have obedience, faith, and works go together. I'm married. Nobody will believe I love my wife if I smack her around and cheat on her. I have to love her and be faithful. She faithful to me, then we have a covenant. When you're born again, the fruit that you're born again is holiness and obedience to God's word. You are all following man-made traditions. You are all following systems and patterns of man that were handed down from the Roman Catholics. I'll give you a couple examples. Sunday is not the Lord's Day. Bible never teaches that anywhere. That's Roman Catholic doctrine. Good Friday, Jesus did not die on Good Friday. You all believe that Jesus died on Good Friday and rose on Sunday. Nope. Jesus died on Wednesday, the day before the high Sabbath. He rises on Saturday before Sunday. They went to the tomb. He was gone because Jesus is our Sabbath rest. Hebrews 4 tells us that. He was always the Lord of the Sabbath. Many things you do wrong. One man behind a wooden box, a modern pastor, that's a Roman Catholic way. One woman, 25% of the assembly of God are lady pastors. Brother, what did Paul say about lady pastors? Yeah, I don't know how you could be a woman pastor when you can't have authority, you can't teach, and you can't, you have to be silent in the body. So it's just a few examples, and our testing right now has the gospel that I just preached in detail with all the teachings. I'm not just a street preacher, I teach too. And then it has a 10-point test that exposes those pagan holidays and gospel and feminization, a lot of things. You don't teach people how to dress, we're not going there. You don't teach women the fullness of what feminism is and call them out of it. You don't teach the youth to be sober-minded. The Bible says be sober-minded in Titus. Men sober-minded, women sober-minded, young women sober-minded, men sober-minded, young men sober-minded. Yet the churches are foolish and silly. The revival that will take place here, no, I don't know where it is in March. I think they're going to have it. But this prayer rally, I've seen the video. Jumping up and down, screaming and yelling to emotional music. You will not find that anywhere in the New Testament body of Christ. You find that in the false places of man where Satan has infiltrated, music has become a drug. They're all seeking the so-called presence of God, which there is no presence of God today. I'm not done. I'm not done. There is no presence of God today. What there is the Holy Spirit that indwells you.
by what you eat.
Romans 14, let's see. So Romans 14 is about, Romans 14 is about Sabbath ways and Torah law. It's about food. He's reading about food. He's not reading about the New Testament covenants. Sabbath days. That is not, Sunday is not the new Sabbath day. So you teach a false gospel, you're worldly, you're carnal, and you have not the truth of God. So our testing stands against Lift Church. They have to repent. They have to come out of every false way. They have to seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. Unless you do that, you have no hope of eternal life to come. So this is what we see out here in America. We see worldly, skinny pants men coming out to defend heresy and false doctrine. Now, you saw me gently preaching the truth in meekness and kindness. Now you have a man that is spreading heresy and lies, and so what he needs is a rejection, a rebuke. Titus 3, he says, warn a heretic once, warn a heretic twice, then reject him. So we reject these skinny pants heretics because they can't give an answer in God's word. Our testing will show how false this place is. In love, in meekness, you gentlemen need to repent or you're going to lose your soul. We love you. We brought truth in gentleness and meekness. But you come and you bring lies and excuses. Now that he's gone, you're done, right? I didn't know I had an audio on. Now that they're gone, thank you, Sister Amin, I didn't know. Now that they're gone, let's talk about Romans 14. He was trying to belt out Romans 14. Romans 14 is about food and holidays, Torah to the Gentiles. It is not about... you can do the things of the world now. You can do Super Bowl parties. You can do carnality. Does that make sense, brother?
He said it was Colossians that he was quoting that from.
Oh, okay. He's quoting Colossians. Okay. Romans. Oh, thank you. Romans 14 is the liberty chapter. Yeah. Colossians also talks about let no man judge you by new moons and Sabbaths. Yeah. That still is about Torah ways. I started speaking over him, and here's why. Because the Bible tells me to be meek and gentle with those that want to listen. And I think everybody heard me preaching the gospel to him. I wasn't yelling at him. I wasn't calling him a heretic. I wasn't screaming or yelling. But when they start defending a false way, Jude says, earnestly contend. Paul says, 1 Timothy 5, publicly rebuke. So they got a loving rebuke. And we're not going to let somebody stand and spew heresy and false doctrine. So that's why we do this. We're supposed to come in peace. We're out here. Brother, are we on a public sidewalk? Did we approach anyone? Did you hear me preach the gospel calmly and clear to him? But what did he start to do, brother?
He started to get really loud and really, I guess, contentious.
Yep, he was contentious, saying that let no one judge you about these holidays. So they think they can keep. Did you notice, brother? He avoided the worldliness. He avoided the pagan holidays. He avoided the lady pastors. He avoided the false gospel. And then he goes after that one of their favorite things. Don't judge us. Don't judge us.
While he was walking away, he was like, that's not love. Love is patient. Love is kind.
Was he patient while I was proclaiming the truth? See, here's the thing. I just want to bring this up. I always bring this up. Brother, are we going to go in there and interrupt their service?
No.
Nope. Why, when I start preaching, does everybody feel like it's appropriate to interrupt me when I don't interrupt anybody's preaching in there? This is my place to preach. This is our place to preach on the sidewalk. Yet they think they can come out and silence you and try to talk over you when it's like, no, I'll just keep preaching. And I told them I loved them, and I hope they repent. So good example of these young men. They don't even know the basics of the Christian faith, and they're trying to contend in the Word of God. It doesn't work. They look foolish. It'll be on the testing.